The Marion County Jail in Indianapolis is at capacity, and over a third of the inmates, close to 900 people there, are struggling with addiction, schizophrenia, depression, or some other mental health issue. Colonel Louis Deselin with the Marion County Sheriff's Office says the jail spends nearly $8 million a year treating these people.
The truth is that the sheriff now is the biggest mental health caretaker in the state of Indiana, and we think that's wrong. We're not a hospital, we're a jail.
And Deselin says the treatment they receive in jail isn't making a difference. Many people with mental illness end up back behind bars again and again, a revolving door.
I've been told over and over again by our healthcare professionals that many of these people would not be here if they were under proper treatment or if they were on their medications out in the community.
Across the street at the City County Building, a mental health court is held once a week to stop this cycle. Judge Barbara Crawford started the court in early 2015 after state lawmakers passed a bill to reduce recidivism and make more funding available for alternative courts. She says it's making a difference.
There's one young woman who's going to be graduating, and she's a single mother, has two children, very bright woman, but she has all of these things that have been barriers to her. And she's worked through them all. She's been determined, and she's worked through them all. And I've told her before, she's my hero.
The court is called Marion County's Behavioral Health Court. Participants work through a treatment plan that includes regular court appearances, medication compliance, drug screening, therapy, and other activities designed to guide long-term life changes. The Marion County Behavioral Court is not currently part of the state's criminal justice system. It's funded through grant money from the Department of Corrections and the Indiana Judicial Center. That helps pay for services provided by nonprofit Centerstone, a behavioral services organization that hires recovery coaches to work with the participants. Centerstone Director of Grants Jennifer Fillmore says most participants have co-occurring disorders like a substance addiction and a mental health disorder, for example.
And helping people, you know, transition out of the jail and get their medication, and if they have to be hooked up on work release, get them connected to treatment, all of that stuff is so overwhelming for folks. Which a lot of times, honestly, is why they don't make it when they first come out of jail.
Right now, the court has 25 people enrolled and has only graduated two people so far. Another two are set to complete the program this month. It's too soon to project a long-term success rate, but the court is staying in touch with its graduates. The United Way is another funder, and VP of Community Impact, Christy Gillespie, says it would like to share the court's short-term success with state leaders and legislators.
Because if you could imagine, if we can take this to scale, you know, both increasing the number of cases here in Marion County, but across the state, you can imagine the kind of resources that could be, number one, saved, and then secondly, redirected to really get people well.
The Marion County Behavioral Court is now in the process of becoming certified through the Indiana Supreme Court. This would make it part of the criminal court system. Judge Crawford says this was a goal from the start.
That it was part of the criminal court system, just like the drug court and the reentry court, where it doesn't matter who the judge is, that court is going to be there to satisfy those folks' needs.
Right now, Crawford is the only judge in the Marion County Behavioral Court presiding over one session a week. With more judges, more sessions could be held, and more prisoners with mental health issues would participate in the program. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jill Sheridan.